We are now processing a second mass shooting involving Asian Americans in California in the midst of the Lunar New Year, and we're going to spend a few minutes today on the impact. Yesterday, 7 people were killed in 2 connected attacks in Half Moon Bay in Northern California. Just days after that shooting in Southern California at a ballroom dance hall in Monterey Park, in which 11 died.
In the Monterey Park shooting, many of the victims and the suspected gunman were over the age of 50. The suspect in Half Moon Bay shootings is in his 60s. This made us think about older adults in the Asian American community. And joining us now is Connie Chung-Jou, CEO of Asian Americans Advancing Justice Southern California, a legal aid and civil rights organization. Connie, this is a very hard moment. How do you begin to process all of this and the impact?
Well, it's definitely been a lot. We were already grieving over what's happened in Monterey Park at the Lunar New Year Festival there and in the mass shooting that's now taken the lives of 11 people. And then last night to find out that there's been a second shooting in Northern California, also involving Asian American victims and an Asian American shooter. Our community is just really in shock. What started out as fear about anti-Asian hate and then sort of speculating about what might have happened and why. And then now we're in the community, there's talk about we need to really think about gun control and what's happening in our own community.
Mm. You know, we should let our listeners know that California is home to 6 million residents of Asian descent. Roughly 1 in 6 Californians is Asian. And that's most of any state, second only to Hawaii. And we come from a large diversity of countries that make up Asia. But one of the interesting things, Connie, that I'd love you to talk to is the socioeconomic differences in the community, because they're stark and many older folks live with very little. So a place like a dance hall becomes a central community hub and a place where you can get a little piece of joy. How hard is it for people to process that their place of fun and relaxation was so gruesomely attacked?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right that, you have to understand Monterey Park is a small suburban town in Los Angeles that is almost 2/3 Asian American, and that's predominantly Chinese American. And so for our community members, for seniors, for elders, what I understand by folks who used to frequent that dance hall is that this was just a place to hang out and have fun and be with your community. And, you know, if I can remind you that Monterey Park is part of the San Gabriel Valley, which is a cluster of cities in that region. All of the cities there are majority Asian American. So this region, which is home of one of the largest Asian American communities in the country, just feels like a suburb that is close-knit and comfortable, where you can get great food and you can go to your local boba shop and local restaurants, but it just has this very strong Asian American fix or culture to it. So it does feel like a part of our home and a part of our really safe, tight-knit community has just been blown up.
And older Asian adults have not had an easy life here, and I know it's impossible to generalize, but can you tell us about some of the struggles that the Asian community, folks over 55, might have lived through here in California? We know many came as refugees from across the region due to the Vietnam War.
Yeah, and it's important to keep in mind that Asian Americans as a racial group have some of the highest disparity between the haves and the have-nots. When you look at economics, when you look at education, it across the board of socioeconomic indicators. And Advancing Justice Southern California, we actually did a study to look at seniors, 55 and older, to see how they are doing in Los Angeles and break it down by ethnic group. And what you found was that Asian Americans who are seniors do have some of the highest rates of being on public benefits. It's an extremely limited English-speaking community. It's predominantly folks speaking their native languages. And depending on the ethnic group, they have immigrated from places like Cambodia or Vietnam, where they might have experienced a lot of trauma during the civil wars there. Or they might have come here, and what we see is a lot of Asian seniors living really packed together or living in very modest means. Mm-hmm. When you go around Monterey Park, you meet a lot of Chinese immigrant seniors on the bus, going to Ranch 99 Market, really just living a very simple and modest life.
Yeah. I wonder if this is really bringing the community together. I know, you know, in the aftermath of many of the anti-Asian hate incidents that happened, the younger generation really stood up, and it was almost like a shock because in Asian cultures, we really love and respect our elders, and they're a very important part of our community. I wonder how, you know, is this bringing across generations, the younger Asian Americans out to support their folks, their elders?
You know, I think we're seeing some of that. I think it's still too early to tell. What I have noticed is some of the local organizers of festivals and events, some folks are scared and they're shutting down and canceling events, but others are coming out and saying, it's important that we still get together, that we still celebrate our holiday, and we find a space to grieve and heal together. And in these spaces, we are seeing both older and younger generation come together. As to whether we have the galvanization of young Asian Americans the way we were seeing at the height of anti-Asian hate with things like the Atlanta shooting in Oakland, I am not sure yet. I think we're still waiting to see. I think right now we're still in that initial response of a lot of our community members are in shock, and people are now trying to figure out what can we do and how do we support.
One of the confusing things, Connie, which I know is a lot over my social feeds, is the fact that two shooters now within a couple of days of each other are of Asian descent as well. How do we begin to process the fact that the violence was perpetrated inside the community as well?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that on my chatter as well, that these are two Asian American elderly men who were the shooters. You know, we're still trying to process that. I'm still trying to process that myself. I know one thing is, I keep in mind that after a mass shooting or killing like this, I was told and to brace myself that there could be copycat attacks. So, you know, this could be one of those copycat incidents. And I don't know that necessarily it means that we're seeing a whole pattern. I do think that within the Asian American community as a whole, there are still a very low rates of gun ownership and gun usage. And the midterm elections, what we found was that gun control was still one of the top issues for Asian American registered voters. So I don't know exactly what to make of this, but I don't want people to read too much into it and start assuming that all Asian Americans are now taking up guns and our seniors are going around on a shooting spree, because I want us to be cautious about reading too much into these two incidents.
Yeah. And do you feel like people will seek help in the aftermath of this? Maybe we'll tell a counselor, I'm struggling, can you help me?
We really hope so. And that was one of the most immediate responses for our API community in the aftermath of the Monterey Park shootings, is we wanted to make sure not just the victims, but our Asian American community know, how do you access support and get help, especially mental health and trauma and grief support in this time? Because whatever the motive of the shooter was, the impact was that our community woke up on Sunday morning feeling a deep sense of trauma and grief over this shooting on our Lunar New Year festival. And our community as a large really needs to go out there and get the mental health services they need right now.
Connie, can I ask you, if this has hit home personally for you, have you been personally impacted?
I have. We, as an organization, had a booth at the Lunar New Year Festival in Monterey Park. So I had staff who were out there on Saturday night who fortunately had left before the shootings happened. But I was supposed to be there on Sunday, manning the booth with my staff, and I had invited my kids and family members to join me there. Monterey Park is only about 10 minutes from my house. I am also a resident of the San Gabriel Valley. And we have some staff who know of folks who have been part of that shooting. And San Gabriel Valley is definitely an important part of our Asian American community's home. So it does feel deeply personal. Mm.
I too lived in the San Gabriel Valley for almost a decade, and it is an incredibly rich cultural area. Connie Chung Jo, CEO of Asian Americans Advancing Justice Southern California. It's a legal aid and civil rights organization. Connie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.